Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you with me. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic. And fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday,
September 20, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Friday. We're still here. So, Ray, did we put anything out?
No. Wait a minute. Let me make sure. That chat thing kind of threw me off. But we got that resolved. But I don't believe... Thursday update. Yes. Sure did.
Okay.
I almost forgot. Got so distracted. Okay, the update that went out Thursday, which was yesterday. Everything remains the same today. Exchanges are excited, quote, on location, end quote, and stand, quote, at the ready, end quote. Just awaiting for this release. Also, extremely late hours are being experienced by some banking staff. Do they think this is real? LOL. Next sentence says, be prepared to negotiate any rates given from the screens. Banks are going to be competitive for your business. Next line says, chat has been having technical issues today, even though several hundred of us still have access. Next line, it appears that rates have adjusted sharply upwards due to the current economic situations. Exchange, but don't spend too much too fast. Wink. And then the news flash that I added, which is that when it just before I posted all this, just received a report that bank screens have completely cleared. Uh-oh, what next? It's done, it's finished. We're just waiting for the call that says it all. That was the update for Thursday.
Yeah, sounds like the introduction to our call. It's done. It's finished. Well, okay, then. All right, guys. That's where we're at. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All our banking people actually are working to 11:30 every night. That's how long they're holding them. But they are letting them go home and come back in the morning at 6 o'clock. Because they're ready for it to happen, just like we are. They're there now. Only thing that's different, there's nothing different. I tell you guys Monday, Iraq said Saturday they're going to start phase two. And the banks are expecting this to go any day and every day because that's what they were told. So we're here Friday. I don't expect anything until what? After the markets close, if anything, on a Friday or early Saturday morning. Supposedly from our Iraq sources, on the billboards, they are broadcasting phase two starts tomorrow. Phase two being, let me see here, because I want to get it right. Phase two being billed as bank seminars tomorrow. Phase two rolled out new banking sector that is being called real banking. Real banking is what is being called on the billboards right now. For phase two. I know it is from our other sources over there. Supposed to be the rollout of the field and the lower Denham. So we'll see what happens. But that's what they say it's supposed to be as part of the real banking. I don't, and I've already said, I don't see them rolling out fields and lower Denham's without a rate change. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I know there's still one idiot out there saying they're not going to do it until the rate floats up. Until it's worth it. Believe me, it's not going to be worth it until they do it. That's the plan, has been the plan, and it's still the plan via a rate change. We know the rates went up this week because of what's going on in Saudi Arabia, which doesn't bother us. Only thing I couldn't find out is that the contract rates went up, which I still don't believe they would because they were contract rates. But long as the other rates went up, we're good. So that's essentially where we are. We called everybody. Everybody, they are still at the exchange centers. They do have them sitting there, and they're ready to go at any moment. They just won't get to go. So that's it. Right?
All right. Questions? Vicky VTX. It was mentioned about paying taxes on our blessing. Has that been confirmed? We will or will not be paying taxes? I do remember to hold back 50% just in case.
Then that's what I would do, just in case. Because nobody has told us that it's taxable yet. We are still getting that it is a non-taxable event. What's next?
Spaghetti says, could we please get an update on all rates, including contract rates? On Wednesday, we got updated dinar and dong only. Didn't I give the other dates before we finished the call? I mean, the other rates?
I think so, but I'm going to say this up to you. You're going to do it.
During the live session, the Q&A. Yeah, we gave the rest of them. So what's on the call, Spaghetti? You need to go back and listen to the recorded call. Burbank Lou says, I got the tweet about the superfantastic.com site. I can't log in. What are we supposed to do with it? I don't know. Did you send out a tweet about the site? I didn't.
No. When you send out your tweet, there was something there that said TNTSuperFantastic.com. You click on the link. It takes them to the site. Then they can hit on the desktop version, go to the forum, and then see all the posts, the sticky pins, everything else from that link.
Okay.
But it was
well,
at the back
of
the,
fine,
on the bottom.
I don't know what Burbank Lou was going through. Okay.
Maybe you don't know. You're supposed to click on it. Click on the blue part on Twitter. The link takes you to the site. Click on the desktop version if you're on your phone. Go over there to the right where it says forum. Click on forum. It's going to come up. Click on it again, and it will take you to the forum so you can see all the posts. Okay, what's next?
All right, New Money 28 says on Wednesday's call, contract rates for the dong were not mentioned. Is there a contract rate available for the dong, and if so, do you have that information? We didn't mention that because we had not been given dong contract rates for quite some time.
Okay, but the one contract rate that we were given was $6, guys. And I don't know, go in there and ask for it. And that's the only reason I said did it go up. The dong was supposed to be at $227, and the contract rate was supposed to be $6. If the dong is now at $498, which we got from a couple of different banks, that's what was on their screen. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the contract rates went up or not because they were contract rates. But we'll see when it's time. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Lily 12 says, can't log in. Now, Lily 12 and any other member that has board access, if you can get in here and type a question to us, you are logged in. So there's no, you can't log in. You're logged in if you can come in here and ask a question. Now, maybe you meant you can't get into chat, but there's no logging into chat. That's just an automatic, once you log into the forum, chat is available. And that has been restored now. So we're good on that. Mommy Bood says, this is a question specifically for you, Tony. You have mentioned info.
Mommy Bood. Go ahead.
You have mentioned info coming from banks in Texas and the East Coast, but never or rarely from the West. Any exchange centers you know of in the PNW or any contacts with any of them? Or does everybody have to come east and, to do their exchange?
And the what?
I threw that
PMW?
PNW. Yeah, capital P, capital N, capital W. Oh, Pacific Northwest?
Oh, Pacific Northwest. Yeah. I can tell you there's some in Sacramento, California. How about that? There's some in L.A. They're in Washington. They're around every military base. You're going to find exchange centers. Every major city, you're going to find exchange centers. Yes, they are on the West Coast. It's just all of our contacts are East Coast, Midwest, because they're in contact with Washington, Treasury, everybody else, and because they're going to have the information first. All right, what's next?
Okay. W. Frick says, both of you have been heavily involved in this journey, more than most. Can you describe how you feel that where we are today is significantly different than any other time in the past? Can you describe how you feel that where we are today is significantly different than any other time? Do I feel that it's significantly different than any other time? Sure. Because there's more banks involved in keeping people out till 11 o'clock at night than in the past. So that's significant for me.
Okay. They had a bank meeting Wednesday. You want to tell them what that was about?
At a what, Wednesday?
Bank meeting in the memo. So basically, week, guys, the banks have had meetings alerting all of the top people involved and not involved about what's getting ready to happen with the dinar, what the process is, what they should do. So basically, expanding the number of people and area of people who are being made aware of what's about to happen, which hasn't been done and they shouldn't do until the last minute. The fact that Iraq is saying that they're at phase two, which the only thing left is the coins and the lower denoms to come out. And I know, one, because it makes common sense. I don't care what the idiots are saying. Two, because we've gotten it actually from people in Iraq's government. The lower denoms, the RV, the rate change, all will happen at the same time. So we are waiting for that to happen. So even though we always figured it, that information is out. And everybody, every bank, everywhere, every person in Treasury is saying it's all done again. They can see the rates. They saw the rates. They disappear. They're thinking when they come back up, this will be it. Have we been through a lot of this before? Yes. Have we been through it all together? Probably not. Now, I told you guys I was waiting on Texas. Because I always wait on them because they're always, you know. What do you call that? The last car in the train? Not called the bus.
The
caboose. Yeah, the caboose. Because they're always pulling up the rear. But they're caught up now. And everybody's on board and ready to go. So all those things should make us feel good. It's Friday. I've always told you guys they want it Friday after 3:45. It was a good time right before the market closed, so it is a good time. Or Saturday morning between 1 and 3. Yeah. Both of those are good times. Simply because Iraq is posting all over their billboards, phase two starts Saturday. Real banking. That's what they're calling it. Real banking. I guess we're going to find out what it really is on Saturday. My inside guy is telling me it's lower denoms and fields. It's more education, but hopefully they'll be released. The bank thinks this already should have happened, so everybody's together. Now, the only negative thing I can see, is that unfortunately it is flooding in Houston, Texas, of course. Houston, Texas is underwater. That happens to be where the server for the CBI is located, in Houston, Texas. So I don't know if it's stopping anything or not. If they just go with the one in Iraq, if it's stopping any movement over there, I don't know. But that is the only negative thing I can see at this time. Other than that, I'm supposed to be happy, excited, and ready for this to be over. That's what you should have asked. As long as we've been in this, are we ready for it to be over? Are we tired of this roller coaster just like you are? No, I'm not. I'm 10 times tired than you are, but I'm still doing it. Okay, Ray.
All right. One Eye Rose. Oh, anyway. One Eye Rose says the exchange is expected to be a non-taxed event. But what about taxes on the capital gains stemming from the exchange? Will the taxing situation for these capital gains be different for the market rate versus the contract rate? They have nothing to do with the market rate or the contract rate. Any gains from the exchange is new money being made based on however you invest it. So the market rate or contract rate would have nothing to do with that, with the tax on gains or money earned from the money you receive. JSL says, what is the significance of the screens going blank? Why was that a good sign for it happening?
Well, it was a good sign because nobody now knows the actual rate. And when it comes back, it should be it and ready to go. So that's what they think. It does make sense. And that's why they were excited about it. Other than that, now, again, has it happened before? Yes. The screens have gone blank. Right before we thought it was going to go, it just didn't go. And that could happen this time, too. But right now, everybody's pretty positive. All their meetings are positive. All their meetings explaining to them what's about to happen. Again, telling people at new levels down what's about to happen. So let's hope this time it happens. All right?
All right. Question 13. I don't normally dare air dirty laundry, but I'm going to make an exception this time. Question 13 says, if you have not already answered this, what is the scoop with the loss of the chat room on the active board? Think back, guys, to when I took over TNT, and one of the main things that I communicated to you was, I'm not going to pay for this site. And whenever you guys don't want to pay for it, we won't have it. And what I thought was a technical glitch with the active board was a billing situation. So you put two and two together and you can figure it out. But it's all straight now. Can it happen again if this RV doesn't show up? Don't listen to G-Man. That's about the easiest way that I can explain it.
All right.
It's all good now. Stuff came in just slow, a little late, but got it. Rich in HM says, is there to be a conference? Oh, okay. I didn't read that one before I started talking to you, because we're on the conference call. Okay. A country, to Ray or Tony, which is best option to go with, a trust or a foundation account with amounts higher than $75 million? It all still depends on what you are trying to do. We can't tell you what are the best tools to go with for your particular situation. You all need to learn and understand the tools. At least know what you can and can't do with them, and then you can make the best decision on which tools you want to do for what part of your life. We just try to educate you on what's out there so that you can make better, intelligent choices and decisions. Sunstar says, can CDs or bond notes be put into a trust for another individual? No. They can be put into trust for a trust, but not for another individual, because that's trust money. And the trustees are charged with building and protecting trust money. So I don't know what your angle is when you say for another individual, but not for some person. Number two, if you can share any updates on SKR individuals becoming fully liquid in the past 72 hours.
There isn't, because we haven't talked to them, but they were actually told today or Monday that they would be liquid. So we're still waiting to see. We haven't heard from any of them today. But yesterday, they did get information from their wealth manager that they were on conference calls all day yesterday about the dinar and the RV itself or the exchange, and that they should see money on Friday or Monday. So hopefully sometime today we'll get an update on it.
Okay. Ray or Tony, do you have any insight on how city or state bond notes could be a valuable investment for TNT members?
Well, just that. They could be a valuable investment. Everybody's going to have to look into their own and see what opportunity they have there. But, yeah, and I told you guys that throughout the years, there's nothing like, you know, building your own, investing in a home where you can see what your money is doing and getting a good return on it and becoming a member or pillar of your own community by doing that. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Some of you, now that you're rich, might want to be mayor. Okay, what's next?
Okay. You know what? I think that was the last one. Let me refresh to make sure. No, here's one slipped in here. Jim in KC says, would the Iraq announcement and new banking business occur during their workday or not until midnight if they choose to delay it?
Believe it or not, they always wanted it to be at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. because their banks open at 9, and they wanted to do it an hour before banking started, which I don't know why, because I've always said, well, those people that get up and go to work at 5 or 6 in the morning or whatever, and they're spending money before 8 o'clock, they're going to be pissed when it comes to 8 o'clock. And say, I paid $1,000 for that, and now it's worth $1,000, you know, 2 hours later. So they're going to be highly upset. They'll probably try and go back and get their dollar for their $100 back. But that was always their plan, what they wanted to do, which correlated with why I said you may see it between 1 and 3 a.m. because it's 8, 9 their time. All right, what's next?
All right, we're going to talk to some live individuals. 760, you are first. Mary Code.
Well, good morning and good afternoon.
Greetings.
Good afternoon.
How are you guys doing today?
I am
super fantastic. How are you?
To the
I am great. Thank you for asking. Thank you. I had a question. My question was regarding the contract rate, but you've answered that question, and they're cutting the line over here, so I won't keep you long. Have a blessed one, and I hope it works out this weekend.
All right. Thank
you. All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I am second. Amen. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on this other line. Yeah. First, Tony, you better stop bashing Texas just because I'm not there right now. I'm going to get you when I see you. And me,
you know what? I heard a whole lot. I mean, I've heard it a whole lot. And you're proving it all the time. And it is that the truth hurts. But anyway, go ahead.
I have one question for you.
Okay.
Do I have time to go buy me some right now?
Well, absolutely. Because they haven't announced the RV. It's still Friday. They're still selling it. I tell you, we were told they couldn't cut it off until like 2 hours before. So it's still there. Matter of fact.
Think right now.
That's right. And if the rate raised up already to 498 and the contract was six, I mean, just think. Again, who could spend less than $50 and come back to $5 million? I'll take it.
Right. And I said that. I told my husband, I just left him at the job, and I said, that's the only question I have for him. And my husband said, he said, oh, you go right on down to the bank. I said, I'm on my way.
That's right. Get all you can get. Be all you can be. This may be our only opportunity right now, so do it.
I'm really
okay.
This stuff before Tuesday because I have to hit the city.
Oh, wait, somebody making a lot of noise in the background. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
I say I hope and pray that this happens before Tuesday because I have to head to Texas.
Guess what? I hope and pray that happens before Tuesday, too. Because you get to Texas, they're going to tell them what you're going to find. So, all right.
But, you know, my brother, I mean, not the rain, but it did not flood in Missouri City. Because my brother say it was where he was at is a low-lying area. So it didn't get there. But it did hit the street of the park. I was concerned about
it. Did hit what?
It didn't hit Missouri City. And that's about 30 minutes from where my brother is at, and he's in a low area. But my daughter and them got washed out, and they're over by the Galleria. And my mother and them were good. They're on the outskirts of Houston, so I was thankful for that. So, look, I'm praying and I'm hoping that they hit you all up and you hit us all up today.
All right, let's do it. Thanks.
Hey,
all right.
You all
we'll be praying for your family.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Ray.
You too.
Okay. That puts us with 281 again, back to back.
Well, hello, Ray. And
you there.
How you guys doing?
I am fantabulouser.
I don't know if I can handle y'all back to back. Wait a minute.
I
gotta take a deep breath.
Look here. Texas is doing just fine down here. See, with all that foolishness, and they still ain't started. Y'all better be glad we came back when we came back. Now we're still sitting up here twiddling our thumbs, and they ain't done nothing yet. Now, how about that? Mm-hmm.
Well, how about they were stopping us from going, and now they just holding us down. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right. Texas ain't got nothing good with that. That's them folks up above Texas doing that mess. So, anyway, I was going to say, so with Iraq bringing out what they're going to be doing on hopefully tomorrow, so I just thought that At first, I thought that Texas was gone. I mean, not just Texas, but since Texas came on back, that's probably what they could have been waiting on. But now that they're back, if this thing doesn't go on Saturday when they do this, then do you think we will be still ready to go at any moment? And they're not just holding this out until maybe toward the end of the year? I mean, because I don't see what else they could be holding it for. We don't know. I know y'all don't know everything, you know, about it. But like you said, that's the only other thing that you know that could be holding it up would be Texas and the weather, you know.
The weather. Don't Texas cause the weather to happen. Okay. Ray.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I need to read that text I just sent you.
Okay,
here's the thing, guys. If this wasn't, and first of all, thank you for bringing negatives to the call, okay? So, first of all, this is not the military, so they don't say, hurry up, and now just wait, because we've been doing that forever. But now that we're at the very last point, I don't think they can, even doing phase two, explain to the whole world the fields, the lower denoms, everything, and then say, oh, yeah, we're definitely doing it. Now we've shown the whole world, but we're not going to do it for 90 more days. So you have to just go out and buy all the dinar you can buy for the next 90 days and let half of the world become millionaires and billionaires. I see no scenario where that works. None. We, even us. People were skeptical. They only bought 500,000. They only bought 1 million. Don't you know when they see the lower denoms and the coins and they say, holy shit, Tony's been telling the truth this whole time. This whole thing has been real. Are they really going to buy it? And then you're going to give them 90 days to buy as much as they can buy? I just don't see where that makes sense to anybody. Not anybody that's been paying attention or watching this or anything else. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense for them to do something like that. Because personally speaking, and since I said personally speaking, I'd become, you know, one of the top 10 people on Forbes list. Because I'd get all the money I could get. And if they're going to give me 90 days and I know this is done, they've already made an announcement. Idiot. If they gave me 10 days, I'm going to make $5 billion if they give me 10 days notice. Because I know what to do to go get it. That's what it. I will go get it. If they give a definite date. So I know that's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. It doesn't even make sense to happen. So what they're doing is gearing these people up. And like I said, tomorrow, if they do that, they've already shown them the fields. They've already been in news articles. We've already seen them. They've already done every article they need to do to tell them they're going to drop the three zeros. They already had the education on all of that for months already now. At the banks, at the universities, in the shopping malls, on the billboards. What else is it we need to educate you on? I mean, the coins are already there. What we need to do is start real banking.
Right.
And let's go to the bank and see what happens. So that's what I foresee happening.
Well, let's hope that that's what the U.S. is waiting on, for them to do their thing, and then we go right with them or, you know, a little bit after or something. Because, like you said, pretty much everything is done, and we don't know what else they could be waiting on. So that seemed like the last thing. So I'm hoping that's it, you know, that's all it is, and that we can go, because I know we're ready. We've been waiting on this thing forever. What else can they find?
What are you ready for? What are you ready for?
I'm ready to get my money. That's what I'm ready for. I'm ready
to get my money.
That's right. And no proper talking this today. I'm ready. I'm at the bottom. I'd rather get my money. All that properness can go when I go to the bank. I'll be all right then. All right.
You too. All right, bye.
Okay. 239 area code, you are on.
Oh, that's me. Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Thank you.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing super fantastic-er and to the nth degree.
Okay.
Just to combine both of you. I've got a question on the 800 numbers. Is that going to be like an 800 number for everyone, and when we give our zip code, somehow, computer-wise, it will register which district we're in so that we don't need to use a district 800 number from the map?
Yes, if everybody got the same 800 number. They just came out with one 800 number.
Great.
Each zone has their own trunks, which is going to direct it to the area it goes. That's the if. I don't know that's what they're going to do. But I know they are prepared for hundreds of thousands of people to dial the same number.
Wonderful.
That I can tell you, okay?
Great, and we don't need the map. Now, is the 800 number, like if somebody doesn't have Wells Fargo in their area, can they say on the 800 number they would like to go to Fifth Third or Regions or whatever, Bank of America? Is it just?
I don't know how that's going to work, to tell you the truth. They may say that's what you want, you have to call one of those banks. I don't know how they're going to direct people. As a matter of fact, I think we asked that question yesterday, and I was waiting for an answer. But I knew that the top five banks were supposed to be directed together. I don't know about every other bank, how they're going to do that.
Okay, so the top five would be Wells Fargo and Bank of America, I know.
Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank. I don't know who I'm leaving out. Chase and
Fifth Third.
I'm leaving out somebody.
Fifth Third?
Could be Fifth Third.
Fifth Third
Bank, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Regions, I can tell you, falls under Wells Fargo.
Really? Okay.
Yep,
Did not know that.
Okay.
Because some of our people are in Missouri and in St. Louis, and they don't have a Wells Fargo there, and they may have a Regions.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I can tell you firsthand, somebody involved in it, she said, hey, we fall under Wells Fargo, so we can't go until they go, and we get all our direction from there.
Wow. Okay, that's great news. I think that was it. I enjoy talking to you. I listen to you all the time, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Sending love and hugs and laughter to you both.
All righty.
And I'll
take
it all.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
208 area code. You are on.
No.
208 area code. Are you ready? 208? Nope. Okay.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. If they take off the zeros, will that affect the dong at all?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right. 865 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call with some questions. Happy Friday, and hopefully this is the finale Friday. It sounds like it well could be. Just a couple of questions on the banking thing. Tony, you had said that on Wednesday, bank meeting was held alerting people, telling them what to expect on the process, what to expect. One bank only, or was this a presumption of all banks got this or did this?
Different locations were having meetings, I can tell you. I don't know if every location, but I do multiple locations have meetings there.
Okay, but bank specific or, like BOA, Wells Fargo,
No, different banks.
Different banks. All right. And just a clarification that this came through, not from their top folks within the bank. We're tracing it back to the U.S. Treasury, correct?
No, this came through from bank people who were actually involved in the meeting.
Okay. The exchange centers, just for clarifications, they are bank specific. So it's like this exchange center is Wells Fargo. This exchange center is BOA. It's not like a trade fair sort of thing where there are representatives in this corner from Wells Fargo, BOA is in another corner, and so on. There hasn't been any changes.
I know of at least one location that has multiple banks in it.
And you're not in a position to share that yet, correct?
Correct. But at least one location I know of does.
Okay. That would be nice if all of them were that way to make it easier. Certainly would make it more competitive if they knew that their competitor was in the other corner that could, we pick up and go to the other corner. You mentioned that the billboards are saying phase two and your definition of what that would constitute. Any feel that this is a two-phase project or process, so this is definitely the end process, or the risk of there it's a three-phase process and we've got one more phase to go through?
Well, I'm thinking it's a two-phase process because everything else has been done. I don't know of anything else. And I know there's probably a lot of things we don't know, but the fact that they have people ready and waiting to actually go, and the fact that they're using the words real banking as part of what it is. So they have virtual banking that they've already started, and that's where people can now walk into a bank. And they have the computer screens and everything people can walk up to, talk and actually do. So that's new to them. It's still a computer. The cards are the cards, which are electronic, everything else. And now they're going to start real banking, which is going to involve the people.
Very much. Good. And lastly, the fact that the Prime Minister is out of country doing his thing over in China, and if he is wanting to, be taking any sort of credit, as it were, in country, any problem with his being in China, or has he already pre-taped or go to the embassy in China and he's on Iraqi soil and he can appear on TV, ribbon cutting or whatever?
Which he can, which
irrelevant.
We were going to do here in D.C., but I don't think it is. With everything that has transpired, they're not going to have big celebration. They're not inviting everybody over to the country to be there when they make the announcement. It's just something that's going to happen. And then he can come back and talk to the people. But the people are already going to be living their life. So, no, I don't know that he needs to be there and do a national broadcast. And I don't think anybody has. They just always have some negative news the day before it happens, now before. So we can even look for that. And then they come out with it. So.
Okay. Well, again, appreciate the nuggets. Hopefully this is the time frame. And, of course, being one looking at the calendar, et cetera, that our 10-day post-RV project could still be in the month of September if it were to happen today. And that would be a nice little gesture that we end the quarter with a major celebration on this. And with that, gentlemen, have yourself a great, great time this weekend, because it sure looks good. And thank you so much for the nuggets.
All right.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
972. Area code, you're on. It's
Hello,
Danny.
Danny.
Hey, sir.
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm getting ready to line up at the bank. Looking for a button.
I bet you up.
Were you using King's Kids Bluetooth?
Well, no.
Oh, you haven't met King's Kid before, so whose Bluetooth are you using?
I dislocate myself from that device. Is that any better?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I can really hear you now.
Yeah, real good. Okay, question. Question on the strategy that's been vocalized occasionally. You're not giving us instruction. You're just telling us what you would do. We're looking at an $8 dinar now. In the past, when it was closer to $3.50, $4, you had suggested an option for multiplying your value is to go ahead and exchange and then buy immediately at market rate. Now market rate on the dinar is $8. Do you suppose it's still going to go up significantly to where that is a viable risk? Makes me nervous when basically their prices have doubled. What do you think?
I think that regardless of what the rate is where it starts, it will go up, and the market will drive it up because it'll be super excited. So if it was going to go from 3 to 12, do I think it would go from 8 to 16 or 18 in the initial period? Yes, I still think there's going to be that run. Now, we got to remember, they told us they could handle $16 what, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, which they definitely can't. They're telling us right now that their reserves is more than the international level requires. So they are ready to go. But it's really not about them. It's about all of the people here who didn't believe over the last 10 years. It's about all those hedge funds, investors, and everything else who are going to jump in regardless what the rate is. Because even if it goes up $1 or $2, they win as long as they sell. Goes up $1 or $2, you win. So it depends on what you're trying to make. If I'm trying to make another, you know, $250,000, I got to buy me a million at $8 each. It's $8 million. And I make another $250,000. Is it worth it to me? You know you're gambling. And you guys got to know that you are gambling, especially when you've never done this or don't even know how it works. You are gambling. But if you do it right and it goes up $4 or $5, and now you made an extra $4 or $5 million, I mean, you know, it goes up $2, you made an extra $2 million, you know, whatever it is. So you have to decide if it's worth it.
Yes. Do you suggest I get my wife's counsel, or we just skip that step?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't tell me. you're used to telling me what you would do, so I just was asking.
Yeah.
Would you ask your wife?
Well, I wouldn't get my wife's counsel. That's one thing I don't do, because I don't want to explain if it goes wrong.
Okay.
So. She would never know until after the fact, so she'd be proud of me.
I think I understand. Okay, well, that was my
if it'll help you any,
yeah.
If it'll help you any, Danny, I'm not going to tell your wife anything that I'm doing, if that helps.
Okay, well, and likewise, I won't tell your wife, so there you go. All right, brother, got to go. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right, sir. 951, Erico, you're on. Yep. Let me try it again. It didn't stick for some reason.
There he is.
There you are.
I'm here.
Okay.
How we doing today?
Fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself.
It's funny. I'm up the same way. Doing super fantastic. Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Waiting for an exciting weekend. But anyway,
me too.
I don't do any business with major banks right now. I belong to a credit union, and only because I didn't like the way that major banks have been doing business and some of the stuff they do, you know, like we've heard with Wells Fargo and stuff, and now I'm hearing stuff about Chase and everything, and is there such a thing as a good big bank?
A good big bank. That's like, I was getting ready to say, is there such a thing as a good lawyer?
I don't know. Yeah. Or is a good big bank an oxymoron?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, you guys got to know credit unions do offer a different type of opportunity and things to do. So it is a viable alternative, a credit union.
Yeah, I checked with mine, and they don't have anything to do with it. So anyway,
no.
I guess I'm probably just, huh?
No, mine doesn't need it. I don't know
yeah.
any credit union that does. Maybe some on Ray's list, but typically they don't. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't talking about during the exchange. I was talking about after the exchange.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly. That's what I was planning on doing, yes. So, all righty. And then, so, what do you think the chances are, from what you know, is this going to happen before the end of September, do you think? Is this going to happen like this weekend or next week, or it's just a possibility it could happen anytime, right? Because nobody really knows, right?
That's right. Nobody really knows. We know
okay.
what they're being briefed. We know what memos say. We know when they bring them in. Even right now, guys, they're bringing them in every morning. They're keeping them every night. But they've not put them on high alert. They have not put them on any restriction as far as mileage. And I guess they don't have to because they have them in there already. So they're about as alert as they can get. But that's what we know. What we haven't seen yet, which I've always told you guys, though, when the markets, the embassies, and the global traders get put on alert, then we know we're about ready to go. And that hasn't happened this weekend yet.
Okay. All righty. So we're still playing the waiting game. So I ain't going nowhere.
Yep.
I'm here. So.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. You guys too.
All right. Take care. 360 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning.
It's a great day on the Wainuchi, which is part of the USA, so I guess I'm not stealing any of G-Man's thunder because I don't want to do that. I do want to see him relieved from his duties via that tankless.
Me too. I can't wait.
Yeah, no kidding. I never thought I'd hope so much for somebody to get fired in my life other than myself. But he has done a valuable service that I'm grateful and grateful enough to where I've donated, and I'll donate some more too. Today was payday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm also hoping that, you know, what the guy from New Jersey said, that money talks and something else walks, that when this all comes to be and comes to pass, that when we sit down and talk face-to-face, which is something I really anticipate with great excitement, that it'll allow exchange of ideas that hopefully will be new and fresh. I guess one of the things that keeps coming up for me is the idea that, again, it relates back to this repo thing we talked about on the previous call. The Fed upped the ante again by doing another, at least from the reports I've seen, another stimulus to that system. And so I think there's going to be some pressure from them to be able to have some assurance of the influx of money that this will cause, because I would find it hard to believe that they're not aware of, not heavily involved in it as well, although I don't know if they're limited in any way. Have you gotten any indication from your people, Tony or Ray, that the Fed is either in the back room or somewhere invested in this?
Let me tell you. Go ahead, Ray.
Go ahead. I just was.
All right. So you guys just think about this for a minute. Wait, I got to think about it for a minute first. I don't even know if I want to tell you what I was going to tell you. Hold on for a second. Let me think about it. So, economic hitman. Guys, you remember that? What's our other book?
Jekyll Island.
Jekyll Island. You have to read those books to understand what I'm about to say to you. I think most of you, but and one thing about reading those books, which I hope and pray you guys do, but you have to know you can't unknow something, okay? You can't unlearn something. So once you read it, you have to be able to live with your new reality, because there's going to be a new reality once you understand what you're seeing on television and what's happening in the real world. Okay. So the Fed just cut another quarter point. When the last one did what? Absolutely nothing. And one before it, absolutely nothing. Or they wouldn't keep saying we're going into a recession. But even though every indicator is we're going into a recession, and Trump is telling us how great our economy is, but he keeps blaming the feds for not cutting the interest rate to stimulate an economy that's supposed to be super fantastic already. Yet all the warning signs, all the fear, everything else says we're going into recession. So, again, how do they explain wiping out trillions of dollars in debt if they don't do it and say, see, I told you people would start buying, saving, and spending if we cut a 0.25% interest rate and have a ripple effect, which it hasn't. But will it be used as a reason for it to happen when it does? Absolutely. As far as investing, almost every government agency, especially those that deal, okay, I'm just going to say almost every government agency has a black account. Now, a black account is an account that I'm going to say Congress is not supposed to be aware of. Congress doesn't control. People don't control. It's one that they build on their own through the resources they get while doing their jobs. So I'm going to say it like that. So, and yes, several of them are invested in the dinar. I do know that. And when money's not appropriated to them through the right way, this is when they use their black accounts. So everybody is taking an opportunity to build those accounts, which makes sense. So you say, are they involved in it? No. If you ask the average Joe, but are they involved in it? Absolutely. Why wouldn't they be? It's an opportunity of a lifetime. And if you deal in that all the time anyway, you deal in gray areas, I mean, that's where you live, then yes, they're going to be involved in it. Did that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I'm thinking that when you went back to, gosh, if you think way back when Oliver North was receiving his notoriety in buying of guns and that kind of stuff, that this sort of thing happens. And so I think that...
It happens all the time. They just got caught. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, also the last point is the names that you mentioned earlier as far as the banks, the big ones, that they were involved in this repo thing as well. So I think that one of the, hopefully it should give us encouragement that they want to see it go now, whereas before maybe the people that were fighting us from getting into this at all have to be connected in one form or another to the banks, because they were seeing a shift in where wealth could be focused. And I think that we'll be part of that in the future. So for that, I hope that I've read both the books, by the way, and I would encourage all the other callers to do the same. And it's never too late to learn something new. And even if what you're learning isn't new, it's been around for a long, long time. So the last thing I would say is thoughts and prayers to the people in Texas who are suffering from all this weather stuff. It reminds me of New Orleans after the hurricane, and I drove through it and to see houses with the number of deceased on the painted on the walls and so forth. It was sobering like nothing I've ever seen, and so I certainly hope it doesn't get to that perspective when it comes to what's going on right now. So anyway, gentlemen, I think my own personal opinion, I think you're doing a fabulous job, and I'm not saying that to blow smoke you know where. It's my honest gut feeling, and I look forward to that call and to be able to give my notice. I got to be the oldest driver in this company by 10 years. And so I look forward to a new retirement for sure. Have a great day, you two.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right. Guys, the creatures from Jekyll Island, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You will never get more educated about your country than reading those two books. I'm telling you. It will change your thought pattern forever for the better, to tell you the truth, because it will open your eyes and you'll look at things a little bit different. I think you'll understand them even without the connections, even without, you know, people telling you. You don't have to have Secret Service, CIA, FBI connections and people and say some things after just understanding, you're going to be able to look at and put the pieces together yourself, which is better because it gives you more insight into what you want to do in the future. And you'll know what to be expecting in the future, too, when it goes. So it's great. As far as Houston, absolutely everybody knows that we're praying for you guys, and I hope everybody makes it out safe. It's terrible. I was looking at it this morning. I was looking at the devastation going on, the amount of flooding, and looking at them rescuing people in their houses again, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. So hopefully everybody makes it out all right. All right, Ray, what's next?
619, area code.
Good morning, 619. How are you?
Hey there.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Ray, this question might be for you, directed more at you, I mean. Trust. The differences and or benefits between a common law pure trust and an irrevocable spendthrift trust. Could you kind of just some points on the differences or benefits of either one of those over the other?
I can't, because I don't know what the sellers are packaging on either one of those from whatever you've read.
Okay. All right.
Because
I thought you might know about
you're
that.
Using some marketing terms associated with each trust, so it's not a standard trust that you can read up on. It's the way that they're packaging it. And without knowing exactly what's packaged in that, I couldn't even begin to try to tell you the difference between them.
You had mentioned you had a type of trust before. What was that called? The one
well,
you wanted?
I just referenced basic trust. The complex trust is the type of a trust. Now, it has features like other trusts would have, but that's the type. It's just complex trust. Now, when we say non-statutory, now that's the way that it's being drafted or written up or created. It's not going through the statutory process, so that makes it non-statutory. But it's still, by definition, a complex trust that has a characteristic for that particular type of trust. It's one that the trustees drive and control. All trusts are not made that way.
Correct. Yeah, I know that. All right. That's pretty much all I have. Thanks for all you guys do. It's been
sure.
a long road for all of us, and hopefully we can all be celebrating soon. I still feel that this is not going to happen this weekend, next week. It's probably going to go into next year based on – Tony, I'll ask you this. You know, there's been some dates that you've given out over the couple of years. I can reference a couple of that. You know, when Trump had his tax thing go through and he said, oh, can't do it in January, got to do it after February 1st. So this way it'll look like the tax money is what people are spending. And then, oh, we can't do anything till we get Mosul. Nope, we can't do anything till this happens. That being said, how are they going to be able to move forward if the lower denoms weren't released at that time? The fills or the coins weren't gone at that time. The oil and gas laws hadn't been fully implemented yet. How are they going to even do and go way back when all this stuff still hadn't been completed? It two and two doesn't match, it seems like. It's just it's not coming together. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes great sense because they could have went with 50% completion, 70% completion, 80, 90, or 100. They could have came out with the coins and lower denoms in January, just like they said they were, and everything would have been that much faster. Now, everybody wouldn't have had the education they wanted, but the country would have had the money that it wanted and would have started from there and re-educating. At every delay, the delay may not have been because of this, but it allowed them to add to it as they were doing it. It was supposed to go in January, last week. It was supposed to go after that. But again, it was stopped. For years, during the Bush administration, if it would have went, we would have had none of this, right? Things that happened over the last 10 years, but that was his plan, but it didn't happen. During Obama administration, for 8 years, they had a plan. Now, but I told you guys years ago, every time they come to the table to close, they say, now go do this. Now go do this. They knew what their plan was, but they would only give it to them one little piece at a time. So they would put all their effort into that one. Because if you overwhelm somebody, you're not going to do anything. Nope. They're not doing all that. But you give it to them one piece at a time. They go out and get it done, even though you have an end date. So they drug it out for them. They didn't have to educate about the coins or the cards. They could have revalued the money and then said, hey, we're going to do this now. Or these coins are out here and this is what they're worth. And it could have been total chaos and nobody could have cared. We got the money because that's all they wanted was the money. It's all Maliki one. Give me the money. And I can go do what I want to do, and I don't care if they're still poor. I don't care if they know what to do with it or not. I don't care if there's any agreements. I just want the RV. So, yes, those opportunities were there, and they could have happened. But every time they got that much closer, let's strengthen it. Let's make it more secure. And I'll tell you guys right now, all that is Obama, Obama's administration, who came out with this whole plan to make it secure, to make sure they weren't giving away the dinar, or the U.S. wasn't giving away the dollars, and then the dinar be worthless 2 years from now. They want it to be a stable economy, and the closer they get to it and the more they see they can make it happen, then they do. And that's just reality. We know. I don't know, this is the last step. I know ACL has been done for months. You guys don't see it in the paper. You don't see them arguing about it. They're not in Parliament discussing it anymore. Why do you think that is? Because it's done. Okay? And everything else is done already. All they're doing is going back. They're not even discussing ministers in the government anymore. You don't see any of that. Most of the conversations and the stories about the Integrity Commission, how they're starting to track these people now, or it's about the new financial system that they're putting together. If those things were still an issue, they would still be front and center. But they're not. And they're all going to come out together.
Last question.
Yep.
If we revalue or reinstate revalue and we go exchange, once we have our cash, and Iraq's economy took a dump for whatever reason, that wouldn't have any effect on us, so to speak, not as a country, but that our money was, would disappear, or the banks would try to snag back our money because all of a sudden the Iraq failed to do something and it went sideways on them.
No, they could not come back and get our money. Once we exchange, we're done with Iraq.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
423 area code. You are on. Let me try that again.
Uh-oh.
Okay. 423. You should be on now.
Is that me?
That's you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad you guys are doing so good today. My question is, if they really do revalue tomorrow in Iraq, is there a possibility that we'll have to wait a week or so before we get to experience it ourselves, or is it supposed to all go at the same time?
At this point, we're supposed to go together. If there was a lag, it may be until Tuesday after weekend banking, but I don't think so. They're briefing the bank people right now. They're going when it goes. No lag at all. They're waiting for the 800 number so we can go. And they're ready to go now.
Okay, awesome. That's good. Another question. Have you heard, is there any possibility that once the revaluation happens that the banks will release the NDAs for us to read them before we go to our appointment in case we would like to take advantage of the contract rate?
I don't think the banks are going to do that because they just, you know, you just wouldn't release contracts to a bunch of people who aren't involved in the situation. So What I do think may happen is one of your TNT members or someone who goes in there first and gets there signed and goes through the process, may get you a copy of it.
You mean like put it on the forum? Oh, or just personally?
No, I meant like put it on the forum. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that sounds great. I hope you guys are right. I hope y'all are right as rain this time and tomorrow or today, our dream comes true. The beginning of this.
Okay.
It would be great.
Thank you all. Oh, it would be great.
You're welcome.
So great. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
870 area code. You're on.
What's up, Ray? Tony, how y'all doing?
Hey.
The chicken guy with the Wi-Fi.
All right.
Say, Tony, I heard a lady say about a couple of weeks ago she would look for Wells Fargo. I was going to tell y'all to tell her it's one to kind of Arkansas, then it's another one right across the state line right there. I wanted to inform them that it is one in Arkansas that I know of because I use it all the time.
Okay.
And it's because it's not too far from the city where I live in Hope, Arkansas. It's just 30 miles from Hope, Arkansas. And there was something else, but what was that? Oh, yes. The can we still buy Zim?
Sure.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This place is selling it.
Okay, well, when I get off the phone, get back on my computer and go check out something. Well, y'all, Jimmy, have a great day, and I'll holler at y'all later.
Yes, sir.
All right,
take
sir.
Care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
216 area codes. You are on. 216. 216 area code. Okay. 702 area code, you are on. 702. All right. That takes us to 404 area code, you are on. 404. Gosh, Tony, you just sound so soft and melodic, you're putting everybody to sleep.
Okay. Let's call it a day.
I'm assuming that's what it is. Okay, well, I already opened up 407's line. So, 407. We'll get you. Or not.
Nope.
All right, let's wrap it up then. All these other folks just had their hand up. They don't want anything. They just...
All right, guys.
Keep busy.
All right. The banks are still there. They're still sitting there anticipating. They don't know when, but they do know it's happening. They've been briefed by their superiors that it's real and it is going to happen because they needed to be lifted up. I told you Texas did go in the other day. They were disappointed. Said, here we go again. They brought us all in here. They wanted to go to their jobs. Yet. They're at the exchange centers right now, sitting there waiting for us to come in. So all we can do is hope and pray. It's completed. Let's see what happens tomorrow when Iraq says they start real banking. Phase two and real banking starts tomorrow. Let's see what it looks like. Hopefully it's what we want. And if it is, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And if it's not, enjoy your weekend, because I'm enjoying mine, because I know this is coming. We're too close for it not to. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. We're going to talk on negotiating for just a quick second, but first I want to share with you something that I believe. Can't say it for a fact, but I do believe when these rates come out, when they revalue the rates, they're not going to drop all of a sudden. That's going to be the new value for that currency. Now that's what I believe, and I'm making my choices based on that belief. Those of you who are not chasing the contract rate, because obviously you need to get on in there and take care of that business. But for the rest of us that are not chasing the contract rate, naturally for the dinar, we've already said wait, the rate will appreciate. But even for the other currencies, you can negotiate anytime you go in. Now, some of you already feel like you're not strong negotiators. A good negotiator just needs to have information and reach a decision on where the stop line is. So you need information. You could wait a day or two, let the rest of us gather information to let you know what the different rates are. So when you go into your appointment, especially if you waited 24 hours or better, you're going to already know what the average bank is doing, the average Joe is getting. So you can go in with that knowledge and then negotiate based on that information. You know what you want. You know what the industry is already doing, so you definitely won't accept anything less than what's out there. That information will come to us. Those who, the first wave, the first mouse, some of them are going to be first mouse no matter what I say, but they'll be valuable to us because they'll come back and report what happened to them based on what the rates are showing, what the screens are showing. We will be then giving you reality of what's taking place. The banking seminar information is going to be powerful information for you to go in a negotiation standpoint, because you're going to have some knowledge of something. You'll know what you want and you'll know what you're willing to accept. And as long as you communicate that, they will know what you will and won't do. They won't have to call your bluff, so to speak. But you would have enough information that even if they were to attempt to call your bluff, get up and walk. Knowing that there's what you want is out there, you just want that particular bank to give it to you. And if not, then you'll travel to where the other bank is. We have that flexibility, I believe. We have that flexibility because the rates are not going to flip-flop every day like stock market rates. It's this currency. Look at what the currency has been for the last year for any country that you've been interested in. And you can go back and look at all of the published rates each month from the rates of exchange. I forget the website, but you can find that information. Just go back and look. How often did the rate change and how big of a change did it go through? You'll notice a lot of these currencies have hardly done anything in the last year. So what makes you think because they revalue, now they're going to start flip-flopping up and down, up and down, up and down? I don't believe that for a minute. It's going to revalue to its new established rate based on the resources of that country. So it's still going to be pretty much stable, at least for a couple of days, to give you the opportunity to shop around. And when you have that shop around information, that's what makes you a good negotiator. Because you're going in with knowledge, with information. You know what the industry standard is. You know what particular banks are doing. You just want your bank to do that. So that's what you go in and tell them. The rate's $8, but I know other banks are doing $8.15. I would like to get $8.15. Well, no, sir, Ray, we can't give you $8.15. Okay, well, I'm going where I know I can get it. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to give it to me first. You're not being a hardball negotiator. You already know what's out there because we've compiled the information, put it together. Now you're going in to have a sensible conversation based on what you already know is taking place and letting them know what you want with the full knowledge that if I can't get it here with you, then I'll go someplace else where I already know that it is abundant. That's what would make you a good negotiator. You're just going in and telling them what you want and what you're willing to do. And you're not trying to make them do anything outrageous or ridiculous, because you will have the key thing that you need to be a good negotiator. That's information, knowledge. So keep that in mind. And hopefully, our next call that we schedule will be entirely different. We will speak in past tense conversations, hopefully, instead of future tense, regarding the rates on the screens, the RV, the whole nine yards. We know that the banking community is on an all-time high. We ask them every day, and they tell us every day. We're just waiting. We're ready. We're waiting. So that's all we can tell you guys, is we're just waiting. We're ready. We're waiting. And when something pops, you'll be the first to know. So with that being said, and it is Fantabulous Earth Friday, let's enjoy the weekend. Let's see what happens just before the market closes or after the market closes. And if nothing, then we'll see what happens throughout the course of the weekend. I'm on a minute-by-minute hour by hour situation. Let's see what's going to take place. Keep believing, as we sure do. Enjoy your weekend.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Oh, you gotta believe. They can't so we bow down. Your time will get saved. else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
My layaway's expired.
My bills are overdue.
I need to buy some more dinar.
But which one should I choose?
You know, it could be at midnight.
Man, there's hopium in the air.
A blast just hit the screen, guys.
Man, I think we're there. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day. There was a glitch in the system.
That's what they say.
The bank screens now are open.
But there's a hold on the rate.
They didn't push the button.
But the call centers are all manned.
The rates are going higher.
It's more than we can stand.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
They say there is a meeting
in Reno and D.C.
There are dignitaries arriving
on plane, land, and seas.
The smart cards are all loaded.
But how could this be?
Lord, we're still waiting for our RV.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We're just waiting for the call every day. We are just waiting for the call.
Hello.
Hey, is this my private banker?
Yes, it is.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.